Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Attention, terrorists. Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
I don't know how this is going to end, but I don't have a feeling, a good feeling it'll stop. This is fascinating. If you can boil all this smash and grab down to one story today, which you almost have to do because there's so much of it now across multiple states, it'd be this one, which I think is pretty demonstrative. This is from the UK Daily Mail. Looters steal $5 million worth of products from just 15 cannabis shops in a San Francisco Bay Area in a single month.
Yeah, the Bay Area is going to pot, isn't it?
Just going to pot. Yeah. One of the guys who owns one of the shops is a former street drug dealer. Alfonso Tucky Blunt.
Oh, the irony.
Yeah, I could have a lot of fun with this. Okay, so he used to be a street dealer, but he went straight. Now he owns the pot shop. Or he did. He says he actually knows of 25 shops that have been hit, including his own, and that only half of them will be able to reopen. And the reason is because pot shops have trouble getting insurance. So these smash and grab thieves go in, they take all the inventory, right? And they think, oh, well, the insurance will just cover it. These guys are rich. They sell pot. Well, they're not because they don't have insurance.
No.
So when they get robbed, that's it. They're wiped out. And you know what he said? Again, he said, I used to be a street dealer. He said that was safer and more profitable. He said, I was safer. I had more money selling on the street illegally. I said, I want to go back to that. I give up.
Well, like they say, crime pays.
I know. So, but this is just, it's just illustrative of what's going on. Now listen to what this is all entailed. More than 15 cannabis shops in Oakland were robbed last month. So this is just in Oakland, okay? With gangs of thieves firing 175 shots in the process and stealing about $5 million worth of products.
And I thought when we started, we were told that when you legalize this, that the criminal aspect of it will go away.
Yeah, well, tell that to the people at Louis Vuitton, too. I guess after you get high from the pot shop, you just head on down to Louis, get yourself a nice bag, some shoes. Okay. What do they sell there? I don't know. People like you and I don't go there.
No,
we don't know.
No, I have no idea.
It's expensive stuff, though, I'm sure. So this is our problem. And the most galling thing over the weekend, and this really kind of was Friday's story, but I didn't get to it, was there was this huge series, big series of robberies. Mm-hmm. From November 18th through the 28th or 29th, something like that. And they were done by one gang, okay? So they rack up millions. So the LAPD is really proud. They get 14 of them. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, yeah. They figured out who they were,
good.
Arrested them, and you'll never guess what the authorities had to do. Because of the bail laws, they had to let them go right out the door.
Oh, well, now there you go.
Right. So this isn't a great, you know, it's one guy caught in one robbery. This is the gang. They do it over and over and over again. Multiple, brazen, daylight, pull up in your car. This is what amazes me. Don't even bother to cover the license plate.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody gets that now on the video. I mean, you drive down the street, they can get that, and they do. You'll go by a gas station, they'll pick you up. You know, even if you don't go into the gas station, you're just going down the road, it picks up video all the time. Our sheriff's department does it. Our sheriff's agency, they'll go out and get it. So, yeah, none of the 14 suspects remain in custody after all that.
Well, there you go. That's what no bail will do for you.
Okay.
And then you have AOC. Mm-hmm. Claiming that, oh, these smash and grab things, that's not going on. That's not a thing.
No, she didn't see that. No, it didn't happen.
So I guess that, too, is Russian disinformation.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you see Walgreens straighten her out on that?
Yeah.
Walgreens, personally, like the corporation, was like, no. Here's what she said. A lot of these allegations of organized retail theft are not actually panning out, she said in an interview with the Washington Times. I believe it's a Walgreens in California cited it, but the data doesn't back it up. I mean, we're watching them on TV, honey.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not data. It's nuts. Walgreens told the Washington Times that contrary to what Ocasio-Cortez says, quote, organized retail crime is one of the top challenges facing the retail giant right now. In fact, the problem has evolved beyond shoplifting and petty theft to the sale of stolen and counterfeit goods online. It's so bad that security costs at Walgreens stores in San Francisco are now 46 times greater than the average Walgreens site across the nation.
Maybe they should just be posting it on TikTok and she might notice it.
Yeah, maybe that'll help. Yeah. Representative Jim Banks similarly called Ocasio-Cortez's remarks tone-deaf and offensive to the family of an Oakland security guard who was murdered while protecting a TV news crew during a smash and grab.
That's a thing. That's a thing, Congresswoman.
Yeah. Unlike the part where she claimed that she was menaced by a crowd that never actually entered the building.
In a building that she wasn't in.
Right. That other building or something. Yeah. In other words, she made the whole thing up about January 6th. Now, this is actual. So, but, I mean, even going back to the smash and grab of the pot stores, you know the statistic is that just smacked me. There's two. The 5 million and the fact that in the process of this month where they hit these shops, 175 shots were fired. So these people are not messing around, Lee. They are coming in there. They've got guns drawn. They are more than willing to shoot, fire, and kill.
Yeah.
And they have no fear.
Well, it's... I don't want to see that expand anywhere else.
No.
But it will get real interesting if it starts happening in some of these areas where more of the populace is armed.
See, I was wondering that over the weekend. Like, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't try that around here.
No.
Because you just don't know. So it's going to be interesting to see because, first of all, I don't know. I mean, criminal justice here could be greatly improved in South Carolina. Too many people let out as it is. Mm-hmm. But it's not as bad as California by any stretch.
Right.
And, you know, here we go. We're not seeing this like this in places, you know, that are red, quite frankly.
Not yet.
Not yet. But the Democrats want to bring the zero bail policy across the country.
Yeah.
And they want to make sure that they, you know, let as many people out of prison as possible. I mean, we heard just last week Rashida Tlaib explaining to Axios how she wants to free, like, all the federal prisoners. Like, all of them.
Yeah.
You mean just let them out? Uh-huh. And the Axios guy's like, are you sure about that? And she's like, well, I might have to review some of the cases. And he's like, well, yeah, but the legislation that you're pushing would let every single federal prisoner out. I mean, we're talking about sex offenders. Like, serious ones. Like organized sex, like child sex ring.
Right.
Take a listen. I'll just play a little bit. By the way, this is a liberal reporter, okay? This is Axios. Should give you some idea what the Democrats are going with this.
In 2020, you endorsed the BREATHE Act, which is a series of proposals to transform America's criminal justice system and create, quote, a roadmap for prison abolition. The BREATHE Act proposes emptying federal detention facilities within 10 years. To what extent have you wrestled with any potential downsides of releasing into society every single person who's currently in a federal prison?
Yeah, I think that everyone's like, oh my God, we're going to just release everybody.
That's not what
but did you see how many people are mentally ill that are in prison right now?
No, I know, but the act that you endorsed actually says release everyone
in 10 years. But think about it, who will release
But there are like human traffickers.
Oh, I know.
Child sex. So, but you're saying, do you mean that you don't actually support that?
No.
Because you endorse the bill.
No, I endorse the BREATHE Act and looking at federal, the policies and how we incarcerate. Absolutely.
But it says in there.
But you cannot just blankly say, oh, look, she wants, that's not what I'm saying.
But that's like in plain text.
But what I'm saying is look at who's in prison now. No, look at.
She is such a flake.
Yeah.
Well, but that's what your bill says. You're going to let them all out.
Right.
No, but you are.
Yeah.
This is what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
And then you put that next to AOC, Lee,
yeah.
who's like, no, there's no smash and grab, but it's on television.
Yeah.
Every day. CBS, Louis Vuitton, Lululemon. No. No, but it is. I mean, like, you just, LAPD says it is. Like, they, no. Okay. This is what we're doing.
These are crime deniers.
Yes! Thank you! Crime deniers. Man, she'd have made a great Baghdad Bob. You know? Or maybe she could get a gig at CNN where she could stand in front of burning buildings.
Yeah, and say there's, you know, a peaceful protest going on.
Peaceful protest. There's nothing behind me. Yeah. Did you see? No, that is a campfire. They're cooking s'mores. Well, it looks like the whole building's on fire there, like all six stories of it. No.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.